So you're calling on people to go and camp at the site of the terminal, or what?
I've been. I was out there last week. There was mostly local residents and a small group of supporters from around the country, from Loud, Limerick, Galway, that have been there in small numbers, yeah, up until now. And now, hitherto, Philip McGrath being one of the men that are now in Clover Hill, was who's going to be on the land when I'm in prison. And we feel that these men have been jailed for defending their homes, their land, their lives, their families, and people have to go, if they can, to Rossport to support them. And that's what I've been doing. And basically, we've been on the roadside preventing large traffic from going into the Shell compound at Rossport. And if we have to be on the land of these families for when the Shell are trying to put in the pipeline, we'll be there as well. With them, taking our guidance and our leadership from the local residents.
We haven't actually been blocking traffic. What we've been trying to show is that it is impossible for the narrow road to take big lorries and to allow the ordinary traffic out. If I want to get to a hospital or to a shop or to anything, if I want to get out of my home, I have to travel that road. It's a narrow bog road. And the point we were trying to make was we left our cars on the right side of the road, and we were trying to prove to the council, to the Gardaí, and to Shell themselves that there is no way the lorries can.
Sorry, you're blocking the road.
And is that the issue that's in court tomorrow?
Yes.
Blocking the road?